this on, Hannah? I think it's ready to go, hopefully. Yeah, it's all ready to go. Yeah. Okay, you're right with that. Just that one. Okay. Okay.
Thank you for this opportunity to share with you about my work with Yazidi women during the summer. The Yazidis are a small ethnic and religious minority dating back 6,000 years. There are only 700,000 Yazidis in the world, and the majority of these live in Iraq. The Yazidi people have been subject to brutal oppression and persecution innumerable times during their history. In recent years, the terrorist group known as Islamic State, or ISIS, has been persecuting this ancient people group, driving them off their lands in the Sinjar province in Iraq. At least 5,000 Yazidi men have been killed in what has been described as a genocide. It is estimated that over 7,000 Yazidi women have been taken into sexual slavery. Some have managed to escape, but many have not. This summer, I had the privilege of traveling to northern Iraq to organize an art project for a group of Yazidi women who've escaped ISIS captivity. And this project was based at the Jinder Center, and Jinder is Kurdish for New Life, an amazing rehabilitation center in Dohuk in Iraq. And although I've previously organized art projects for Syrian refugees in Jordan and also in Calais, working alongside the Yazidi women who've escaped ISIS's sex trafficking rings and hearing their stories has been one of the most heartrending experiences I have ever faced. I was with the women during the poignant anniversary of the fall of Sinjar, an event so traumatic for them that many of them had marked the date in tattoos on their skin. You may recall the headlines a few years ago when the plight of Yazidis became global news, when there were many of them stranded on Mount Sinjar, having fled ISIS. And those who were able to flee, like the women I was working with, were taken captive. And one of the women who took part in the art project had been sold to 15 different men during her time in captivity. In Western media, we hear barbaric accounts of rape, torture, and enslavement of the Yazidi women, who are constantly spoken of and presented in through a lens of violence and victimhood. However, this is not the story that the women wanted to share through their paintings. These paintings convey their dignity, resilience, and unspeakable grief. One woman, Layla, said to me, "We wake in the morning and see no husband, father, mother, or children. Our families are still in the hands of ISIS." Layla's husband was killed, and her daughter and two sons were taken captive. She has engraved their names on her hand and forearm, and this painting over here was the one that Layla painted. The greatest trauma for the Yazidi people is the ongoing anguish of loss and separation, the torturous unknowing of whether they will be reunited with loved ones again. One mother, young mother named Basse, painted an image of ISIS separating her from her six-year-old, which is this one, six-year-old daughter. "I can never forget when they took her hands out of my hands," she said. Basse escaped, but her daughter did not. She explained that the red background that she painted symbolizes the blood of the martyrs, because many Yazidi men, including her husband, were executed when ISIS took control of Sinjar. The other women painted portraits of themselves in Yazidi traditional dress of the white robes, which you can see in many of these ones. And this expresses their pride in their cultural and religious traditions and their strong sense of identity, which is especially important considering all that they have faced. Teaching these women to paint their self-portraits has been a way for these women who have never been to school before or learned to read or write to share their stories with the rest of the world. I am also currently working towards an exhibition inspired by my time with the Yazidi women and hope to harness the power and potential of art as a tool for advocacy. And I've begun painting portraits of the Yazidi women and plan to exhibit these alongside their portraits and testimonies. My desire is to give them a voice and ensure that their stories are not lost or forgotten. For these portraits, I'm using a beautiful egg tempera technique that was used by Botticelli and Fra Angelico and Fra Lippo Lippi in the early Renaissance. I've chosen to use the sacred techniques that were used for paintings often of the Virgin Mary. This is because Mary, like these Yazidi women, knew what it was to be poor, oppressed, and a refugee, and for her heart to be pierced with grief for the loss of her beloved son. I've used gold leaf for the background of each of these paintings to symbolize the sacred value of these Yazidi women in the eyes of God, in spite of all that they have suffered at the hands of ISIS. I find that often tears fall while I'm painting, and I'm thinking about these women and their stories. The pain can sometimes feel quite overwhelming, but the process of painting their portraits is my way of offering a prayer for them to God. I don't think I could go to these places full of darkness and unimaginable suffering if I didn't have art as a way to process and express something of all that I've seen. How do we follow the non-violent Jesus more faithfully in the culture of violence and war? This is my longing, to know how to courageously stand for justice and peace in a way that is counter to the aggression so prevalent in our world today. I've always wanted to be more practical and tough, to be better equipped to work in these difficult places, and I wasn't so easily overwhelmed and afraid. However, I am learning that in my weakness, God can use me more effectively in these places as I dig deeper spiritual roots and allow God's peace to touch me, disarm and empower me in order to be an instrument of his peace. We cannot change the world alone. We can barely even change ourselves. But God can change us and use us in ways beyond what we ever could have imagined. This is my heart's longing. It is my prayer that God's heart for these and love for these Yazidi women and for all of mankind will be expressed through these paintings and my work. I long for my work to give something of a glimpse of God's love that this aching world so desperately needs. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share the women's stories with you today. I understand from Alan that the collection today will be supporting the work of the Jinder Center in northern Iraq, which provides invaluable psychological support and food distributions for the Yazidi women. And I'd just like to thank you all on behalf of the Yazidi women for your generosity. As well as helping the Yazidi women practically through financial giving and prayer, let us also reflect on those who are marginalized, impoverished, and grieving in our society, and whom we come across in our daily life. Let us all seek to extend our hands in welcome and to love those around us. And my prayer is that our eyes will be opened to see others as God sees them. Thank you.
You don't have to thank us, Hannah. The thanks are all to you. But all of your